Ikati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Namukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 5 kuNcwabakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, ibandla le MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukuvusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagesi lamafutha ephethulo.
Lakho ke kuzakufumana ukuthi ukukhwela kwama-projects kuyabambezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi baza kukhweza intengo leyo.
Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa kwemithelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kwintuba zama-toll gates elandelwe yikukhwezwa njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimota. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ziveze imbono ehlukileyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale olusedalela ePhalamende lohlangothi lukahulumende lwama-pension olwe-National Social Security Authority.
Njenge-MDC liyake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana. Singabokuthatha lokhu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Ibandla le-MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukubusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagesi lamafutha ephethulo kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla amahlayana. Kodwa yena uhulumende uthi uyalulungisa lolu daba njalo usekhulumisane lenkampani ye-South Africa ukuthi isize. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla isibona ngogatsha lwamagesi. Unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa usichazisela okuningi okwenziwa libandla lakhe ukubamba uhulumende ngamandla ukulungisa lolu daba.
Okukhona ukuthi nje njenge-MDC liyake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana. Singabokuthatha lokhu okwenzakalayo kathesi ukuthi bazama ukuthi kube nemizamo yokuthi kukhulunyiswane ngokuthi izinto ziyabe zilokho zikhwela kangaka kungakhangela ukuthi ku-affecta abantu abasezindlini, abantu bamabhizimusi, izinto ziyakhwela. So yikho esikukhangeleleyo khonokho ukuthi singaxoxisana kwenye kukhulesi esingakwenza. Because okukhona kathesi liyabona ukuthi uhulumende lo khona abantu kabamthembi ngokuthi ukhetho olwayenzakalayo oludlulileyo siyakwazi sonke nje ukuthi sahambisana emakoti njengoba sasikwazi ukuthi thina njenge-MDC alliance sawina ukhetho lolo oludlulileyo. But kathesi kumele sikhangele ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza njenge-MDC ukuthi incedise ukuthi abantu basuke ngaphi ekudubekeni lokhu.
Ukukhulumisana kukamnumzana Chamisa lomnumzana Mnangagwa ubone ngani kungaqeda njani ukuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota kumbe amandla amagesi?
Kungaletha abantu ndawonye bazwanane kubanjwane in some way kwenzwe into ekuthiwa i-transitional government anti yabona almost like ilokuzeni i-GNU liyana yenziwayo kodwa kungayisikho khonokho. Because kathesi anti yabona ukuthi ukuthi amanye amazwe ainveste izimali zabo eZimbabwe ngabanathemba. But bangabona sokunokuthula kunokuzwanana kuyalethwa ukuthiwa yi-confidence yikho esibona ukuthi kuqeda.
Lo nkosikazi Jasmine Tofa isiphatha amandla sokacha olubona amandla amagetsi kubandla le MDC njalo elilunga ledale leParliament sixoxela ekobulawayo. Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa komthelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kuntuba zama toll gates elandelwe ukuqonga njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimota isithi lokhu sekubangele ukuthi imbadalo yokugada amabhasi lezimota laye ikhuphuke. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abamela izihambi labo bathi ukukhwezwa kwalomthelo kuza kwenza ukuhamba elizweni kube nzima ngesikhathi sekhefu lamaqhawe njalo kuvele kuzalandelwa ukukhwezwa kwentengo yempahla lento yonke elizweni. Ukukhwezwa komthelo omgwaqo othelisa abatshayela izimota sikhathi sonke bengena loba bephuma isabelo sinye ngasinye kwethulwe ngumphathi intambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube lapho esethula umbiko wendleko zikahulumende owe mid-term fiscal policy. Umthelo wemota ezincane usuke kumadola amabili usiya kumadola alitshumi kuthi wamakhombi athwala abantu okade ungamadola amathathu ukhweze waya kwalitshumi lanhlanu kuthi wamabhasi okade ungamadola amahlanu ukhweze waya kwangamathumi amabili. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yemela izihambi ePassengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS esigabeni seMathebeleland uMnumzana Norbert Mafu uthi lokhu kuzangezela indleko zabanini bamabhasi abazabanjwa amandla ukudlulisela leyo ndleko kuzihambi.
Kusi phambanisi lesibi kakhulu besingakukhangelelanga. Ngakho ke uzafumana ukuthi ukukhwela kwama-tollgate kuyabandezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi bazakhweza intengo leyo.
UMafu uxwayise uhulumende ukuthi akhulumisane nenhlangothi zonke eziphatheke kumsebenzi ayabe cabange ukuthi akhweze imithelo. Ukukhwezwa komthelo wentuba zama-tollgate kuzahle kubambe ngamandla abamabhasi ukuthi labo bakhweze inhlawulo zokugada ikakhulu ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu lokukhumbula amaqhawe ele Heroes Day ngempelaviki ezayo. Amabhasi asuka eHarare elubhekise kobulawayo namhlanje abebiza inhlawulo yokugada engamadola alikhulu lamathumi amathathu i-130 isuka kumadola ngamathumi ayisishiyagalombili i-$80. Unkosikazi Sikhangele Tshuma uthi linhlawulo izakwenza ukuhamba ngesikhathi sekhefu kube nzima.
Uhamba kwezantu it's going to be a disaster. Vele kuzaba i-disaster. Khangela intengo zangkhona sezikhwelile athe songifuna ukuya ngikhaya ngifuna uyafika nje endlini lami-ke ngibabulise but how can I say hi indaba zamabhasi angikhona sezikhwelile.
Kunjalo nje izihambi zasemadolobheni lazo zikhathele ngokukhwezwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota osokubangele ukuthi inhlawulo yokugada amakhombi layo iqonge. Kodwa uhulumende usethembise ukuthi uza kwengezela amabhasi enkampani yeZupco wona azathwala uZulu ngentengo ephansi. UMnumzana Leopold Mnende uthe uhulumende kufanele angezelele amabhasi eZupco kuzo zonke indawo ikakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu elizayo.
Thina sikhala ngokuthi amaZupco bus thina endaweni lapho esihlala khona singaboni iZupco ngawani. AmaZupco lawo akulamaZupco amatsha abuyile kodwa siwabona.
Uhulumende uphakathi kohlelo lokuletha amabhasi afika amakhulu amathathu azathala uZulu emadolobheni kanye lasemaphandleni njengendlela yokuvikela uZulu kunhlawulo eziphezulu. ngeviki edluleyo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uphawule ukuqala ukusebenza kwamabhasi angamachumi amane lasikhombisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguGibson Bebe.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethule umbiko othi owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe usesibhedlela kwele Singapore. Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi odokotela abamelaphayo bafuna ake ahlale okwesikhathi esithe xaxa ehlolisiswa njalo eselatshwa okwenzeke kwaba yisikhathi eside esesibhedlela. Uqhubeka wathi ngeviki edluleyo uthumele iqula eliyebona ukuthi uqhuba njani khona le kwele Singapore. Leli qula ligoqela umabhalane omkhulu wedale lePhalamende umnumzana Meshack Sibanda, udokotela ovele ekhangele umongameli Mugabe elizweni usikhwica mfundo Jonathan Mathenga, lesiphathamandla sehofisi kamongameli Mnangagwa umnumzana Isaac Moyo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ucele uZulu ukuthi aqhubeke ekhulekela umnumzana Mugabe.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku-13860 kilohertz.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ziveze imibono ehlukeneyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale lePhalamende lohlangothi lukahulumende lwamapension olweNational Social Security Authority oluveza ukuba kulezigidi ezedlula ikhulu lamachumi ayisikhombisa zamadola ezachaphazwa kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ngumphathintambo ogatsha olwaluphethe loluhlangothi unkosikazi Priska Mufumira. Ibhanga le Nedbank lamankampani athile. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iningi labantu abakumpentsheni bakhala ezimathonsi ngoba imali abayiholayo ayeneli ukugada besuka emakhaya bezothatha lezo mali emabhanga asedolobheni. Iningi labo aliholi ngesikhathi njalo bavame ukulala belinde emabhanga ukuze bathole ingcosana abayabe bethe bayifakelwa. Umnumzana Efincube uthi isizwe sesifile nya ngenkohlakalo, akumelanga kuvunyelwe okunje.
Isizwe sakithi sife saphela du ngenxa ye-corruption. Njengoba ubona nje ukuthi ama-pensioners abantu asebethethe umhlalaphansi bebethwele nzima bengatholi izimali, kanti imali ziyadliwa yi-NASA, ziyadliwa yi-Ministry ye-Social Welfare eyiyo efanele yendle ogogo labokhulu lalaba asebethethe umhlalaphansi.
Umnumzana Stanley Ndlovu uthi ngesikhathi ebhadala impensheni esasebenza ubeyibhadala ngedola leMelika.
Sithe sikhitshelwa imali esizidoneta lapha ibingamayo. Kajazi asitapiwa mayusa besihola ama $80 in yusa. Kajazi sinekwa ama 80 bond. I rate ye bond le yusa is how much now? In fact singathi thina ngemva kwalokho kuvele thina ukuthi sesinikwa i $1 kuphela empentshenini yethu.
Umnumzana David Moyo uthi sebephila nzima njalo kabaphathwa kuhle lapho bedinga ingcazelo kwabenasa lasemabhanga.
Sesisokole kakhulu lapha sibuya la sesilama 3-4 years sithola ukuthi imali asiyitholi bathi siswipe i-cash vele kayikho. Kodwa into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi thina sakontributele imali ikuma-user lathi si ill-treated vele sibanjwa njengenyamazana angani intruder umuntu oyisigebengo.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Tseponare uthi ulusizi ngokulahleka langokuchaphazwa kwemali enkulu kangaka.
Lana ukhulunywa ngayo lana akusimali yokudlala elahleka ngamadili alawulwa ungqongqoshe uPrisca Mafumira. Kona noma nje kuyisenzo esingethu siye kulo hulumeni wenkohlakalo nokweyisa amalungelo oluntu okuyisimanga lixuku elithile likaZulu liqhubeka likhetha izanu yona enganaki izidingo zabo.
Umnumzana Oscar Nyathi uthi ibandla elibusayo alimanga lapha ekuhuquluzeni imali yabadala.
Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi antshontshele abadala izimali lezi abazisebenza nzima. Abadala basebenza nzima ukuthi bathole imali lezi, kodwa izanu PF lokhu iqhubeka intshontsha imali zayo, isebenza amabhizinisi ayo engaphathelani nanga labadala. Abadala bayazifuna imali lezi, kodwa i-government yezanu PF, izanu PF still kayisoziyekeli kuntshontsha, izahlala intshontsha. Hayi imali engaka, imali le iningi kakhulu imali esikhuluma ngayo, wesingama US dollar. Besicela abadala bethiwe izimali zabo.
Okwamanje unkosikazi Mufumira ulokhe evalelwe esigodlweni kulandela ukuphuma kwalolu phenyo ukuba achaze ukuthi kwahamba njani ngemali yabadala eyenasa abangasayitholiyo emabhanga, njalo sebeyiphiwa ilibond note hathi idola leMelika njengokuyikhupha kwabo besasebenza. Abadala abaningi balala emabhanga belinde ukuphiwa imali, kuthi ngezinye insuku bengayitholi ngemva kokulala belindile. Abanye bavele abayitholi loba nje babebhadala kuhle enasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk wa Fast 8 kusiya ngo-9 o'clock ntambama. Namhlanje sikhangela ukukhuphulwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimoto osokubangelwe ukukhwezwa kwembadalo yokugada imitshova lamabhasi kanye lempahla nokudla elizweni. Thumela i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0102024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ekhuluma ngemva kwezehlakalo zokudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abangamachumi amathathu ezabelweni ezimbili ngempelaviki, uMongameli Donald Trump weMelika ufunge ukuthatha amanyathelo esola abamhlophe abasekela ubandlululo lwabeminye imihlobo, njalo ikhuthaza ukuhlolisiswa kwalabo abadinga ukuthenga imbhobho. Kodwa abaningi basele bedanile ngoba akazange aphathe ngokuthi kumele kwethule umthetho wokusetshenziswa njani lezi zikhali. Isilinganiso sabangela msebenzi kwele South Africa sibikwa silokhu siqonga eminyakeni elithumi lasithupha edlulileyo, sahlala kumachumi phose amathathu ekhulwini, i-29%. UMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthembise ukuthatha amanyathelo ngalolu daba lapho idinga usekelo kukhetho nyakenye. Kwezempilakahle namhlanje siphatha ngimpilo kaKhasam Ndlovu wakobulawayo, owazalwa eyintombazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa, wenelise ukuqala uhlelo lokwelatshwa kwele South Africa ukuba aguqule isimo sakhe abe ngowesilisa uqobo. EZimbabwe yakukabile indlela zokuhlinza kumbe ukwelatshwa ukuguqula abantu ukuze babe lesimo ubulili obuhambelana lemizwa yabo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukuzalwa nobulili obuhlukene lemizwa kuvamile kweZimbabwe, kodwa awukabi lezibhedlela ezinganceda abafuna ukuguqula isimo sabo. USamu Ndlovu oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lane wazalwa engowesifazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa, uchaza ngobulili bakhe abakubiza ngesilungu bethi transgender.
I-transgender ngwayo esintwini akuvamanga ukuthi kube lamagama achasisa kahle kahle, kodwa umuntu wokuthi ngokuzalwa kwakhe umzimba wakhe uyabumi ngenye indlela, kodwa ubulili bakhe ukuthi yena.
UNdlovu uchasisa ngempilo yakhe kusukela ezalwa lalapho ekhula.
Kusukela ngimncane nje kwakunanzeleleka nje ukuthi mntwana otheni labanye abamephizeli amangazana. So yathola ukuthi lento nje vele engangizithanda le mpahla nje engangisizwa ingane ngiyakhululeka uma ngizisigqokile. Ilezo kwakuthiwa nje ngezabafana.
UNdlovu uthi ukuba yi-transgender kuchiyene lalabo abakhetha ukuthandana ngobulili obufanayo.
Esikhathini esiningi abantu basuke bephambanise imicabango yabo nxa becabanga i-transgender ngoba uyathola ukuthi basuke bekuhlanganise le ndaba leyana yesitabane. So ubu-transgender abulani lokuba yisitabane.
UNdlovu uthi eZimbabwe akulandlela yokuthola usizo kodwa kwamanye amazwe agoqela kwele South Africa.
Okwangathesi ukuthi elizweni lethu akulala esingathola khona usizo. Into eqakathekile ngokutransition kuqalela emazweni okuyabe kulindlela zokuthatha amanyathelo lawo.
Uchaze ukuba ngemva kwemithi enathwayo umuntu uyahlinzwa ahambelane lobulili azizwa eyibo.
Baqala bekukhangelela i-counseling kakhulu. So u-counseling leyana ukuthi uzuzwisise ukuthi liqiniso kumbe hayi ukuthi ukushonisa isimo. Besuka lapho sebeyaqalisa bekunika ama-hormones athatha umzimba awunika bathi ama-characteristics obudlisa lobo bufazane. So lola uyawathi awathatha ngokuya kwesikhathi bese kusiba lamanye ama-operation. Ukuthi sebetshintsha ke izitho lezi bayenza ukuthiwa i-top surgery bekhiphe nje amabele belungise nje ukuthi umuntu abe lesifuba sesidoda belungise ukuthi umuntu abe lezitho zona lezi ezihambelana lobulili bakhe azizwe yibo.
UCaroline Mudzengi umngane kaSam uchaza intokozo yakhe ngesimo sikaSam esitsha.
Into engithakazelela kakhulu ukuthi uSam sekwazi ukuphila njengesimo ayivele eyisoso. Of course umuntu engathi mhlawumbe waye efuna ukusiguqa indlela azalwa ngayo or something, but hayi anginankinga lakho.
Usikhulile Sibanda uthi uSam wabamazi kusukela kudala.
Ngasenesisikhathi ngiyabona wayengakafiki endaweni as-understander as umuntu oyi-trans, but now I think after realizing ukuthi ungu-trans sengibone ngumuntu o-free and really much happier than nesikhathi sona iso engakazi-discover ukuthi uyi-trans.
Obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo e-Trans Research Education Advocacy and Training uZo Ahmed, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abantu abalobulili obungahambelani lesimo somuntu, uchaza umsebenzi abawenzayo.
Because amadokotela awafundanga on transgender section. At one point sake saba le-training eyayivose i-treat in Harare. I-outcome ye-workshop wathakhona i-medical school lapha eZimbabwe kule section ye-trans transgender, what is a transgender, do ama treatment anjani, but what why it's because it doesn't conform to African society, but it's Western.
Ucwaningo olwenziwa yi-Treat eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 luthi ezweni kulabantu abangamakhulu amane abaphila mgceke lobulili obungahambelani lesimo sabo. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe asicaci ukuba sithini ngabantu abazalwa benesimo esingahambelani lobulili babo, kodwa kusuka kube nzima lapho sebefuna ukuguqula izithupha kumbe incwadi zokuzalwa lokuchada. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abebandla lemthakazi Republic Party MRP balobele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa incwadi lamhlanje besola ukubotshwa kwamalunga abo amathathu ayitheswa icala lokubangela udlakela ngelanga lomhlangano wekhomishini ekhokhelwa umnumzana Halima Mohlante eRainbow Hotel kobulawayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kulandela ukuboshwa lokuvalelwa ejele kwamalunga ebandla le-MRP abalisa uVanet Ncube, uWelcome Moyo loMarshall Sibanda, umongameli we-MRP uMnumzana Mqondisi Moyo ulobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa incwadi esola lesi senzo.
Kulogwalo esilibhalele u-Emmerson Mnangagwa njengo-president welizwe leZimbabwe ngesenzo sakhe sokubopha ama-members ebandla lethu leMthokazi Republic Party ababotshwa last year ngesikhathi kule commission kaGalema Mokandi obulawayo e-Rainbow.
Umoyo uthi amalunga ebandla lakhe awalacala.
Khona zukela uVenat Ncube, uWelcome Moyo loMarshall Sibanda bavaleleke bathunyelwa eGami Prison belinde ukugwetshwa kwabo ngolesithathu. Besetheswa icala lokuthi bakhoza udlakela kuMokandi Commission.
Umgcini sihlalwe MRP uMnumzana Mqondisi Ndebele uthi usekela incwadi elotshelwe uMnangagwa.
Ngikhuluma ngisekela incwadi ebhalwe ngumongameli wethu uMqondisi Moyo oMthokazi Republic Party. Siyakusekela ukuthi uMnangagwa angasebenzisi amapholisa lama-judges as politicians, kodwa abasebenze ama-positions abo. Lokho sikubona mhlophe ngendlela abenza ngayo. Abantu bakithi laba ababotshiweyo babekhulumela i-commission okwakuyindawo yokuthi umuntu ongekakhuluma okusenhliziyweni yakhe, kodwa ngemva kwalokho sebebotshiwe baseGama.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unobhala jikelele we-ibheji likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi umongameli we-MRP wenze kahle ngokulobela uMnangagwa incwadi.
Kuyinto enhle eyenziwe ngamajaha e-MRP ukuthi bebhalele umongameli. Nanko vela abantu laba bathi bekhuluma bayokhuluma kukhomishini bekhuluma ngezikhalazo zabo, anti nguye watsho ukuthi the voice of the people is the voice of God. So yena uma abantu bethi nguye wabulala abazali babo, uma yena ecabanga ukuthi akusiloqiniso kumbene ekhola ukuthi ayisiloqiniso, akangababophi kodwa kaveza ubufakazi obutshengisa ukuthi hayi yena kakho kasuye owabulalayo.
Abathathu laba bavalelwe eKami Prison ngolwesihlanu, banende ukugwetshwa ngolwesithathu kuyona le iviki. Kuncwadi yakhe umongameli we-MRP usesole ukusebenza kwedale ezweni kanye lomongameli Mnangagwa ethi abathathu laba abalacala kabakhululwe. Yimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uJoseph Ntshantshi uthi aqhuba kuhle amaqembu amela ilizwe leZimbabwe emidlalweni ehlukeneyo kulezi nsuku.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lidlala umhlobo we-rugby odlalwa ngabadlali abalitshumi lanhlanu selinqobe kwimidlalo emithathu eselidlala kumncintiswano wenkezo ye-Victoria Cup. Ekhuluma nentatheli zindaba ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobele eKenya nge-30 ka-29 ngomgqibelo, omqeqetshi walo uBrendan Dawson uthe abadlali abasakhulayo sebedale umehluko omkhulu ekudlaleni kwaleli qembu lona ebeseliphenduke umthatshuzwa eminyakeni edlileyo.
Silabadlali abasakhulayo abanye babo baleminyaka elithumi lathoba munye munye njalo balamadlabuzane, okuyinto edala ukuba umumo uqembu lethu kube ngokuthi wonke umuntu ufuna ukudlala ngoba belokuzithemba.
Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo obungekho lula njengoba la maqembu ehambe ku-KFA ngojikelobhanqa 17-17, kodwa ukukhahlela kukakapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uHilton Mudariki yikho okwenze umehluko. Emidlalweni yalo emibili yakuqala iqembu leZimbabwe litshaya leZambia nge 39-10 kwakuqala, kwathi kwesibili lenqobele Uganda nge 31-26. Emdlalweni walo olandelayo kumncintiswano we-Victoria Cup iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala lele Uganda mhla zingamashumi amabili lane kuyona le inyanga kaNcwabakazi. Emdlalweni wenguqu iqembu lama-Warriors lidlulele kusigaba esilandelayo esomncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChad ngamafitshane ngemva kokunqoba eleMauritius nge 3-1 ngensonto enkundleni ePapa Fields. Nxa sekuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo edlalwe ngamaqembu lawa, iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-7-1 njengoba litshayele eMauritius nge-4-0 emdlalweni wehlandela kuqala. Iqembu lama-Warriors lizadibana neqembu leLesotho kusigaba esilandelayo esomncintiswano ngemva kokuba eleLesotho linqobele eSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu labesifazane besifazane elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguquzo elifinyelele kusigaba se-semifinal kumncintiswano we-COSAFA Women's Championships oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-South Africa kulezi nsuku. Iqembu leli liqeqeshwa nguSithethelelo Sibanda litshayela eSwaziland nge-7 kanya namhla emini, okusho ukuba yilo eliphuthe imidlalo yezibaya lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sika-Group C, njalo lizadibana leqembu le-South Africa kusigaba se-semifinal. Abashosele iqembu leZimbabwe ngababalisa u-Emma Msipha yena ulitshayela emambuleni kane, uMavis Chirandu ohlose kabili kanye loRudo Neshamba ohlose elilodwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.